It's a Division Road Victory Edition of Chiefs Rewind. Mitch Holtz is with you, voice of the Chiefs, along with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel. Chiefs win it 26-10 here in Oakland at the Coliseum. I'm sure the way this started, people were thinking, well, this looks like Houston or Pittsburgh. Not so much. What was the difference?
No, there's a lot of differences, but the fans wanted the statement win on the road against a good team. That's exactly what they got from the Chiefs today. And you talk about, you're exactly right, that it did seem like those games early, 3 minutes into the game, they got a good kickoff return. The Raiders did. They drove down, 7 plays, punched it into the end zone. And then the final 57 minutes of this game, 3 points to the number 5 ranked offense in the NFL. It's an unbelievable performance by the defense and by the offense, being efficient with all the plays that they were calling.
Conditions were lousy in this game, so this was not a fantasy football game. But a guy who put up fantasy and reality football numbers was Spencer Ware, 163 all-purpose yards. How good was Spencer Ware in this game with these circumstances?
He was phenomenal, and we say it. It seems like we say this every week, but he's a tone setter on the offensive side of the football, in that he's always falling forward. He's always going for that extra yard or two, and those, by the end of the game, you can add up all those yards that he's gaining just by that last ditch effort. And we saw it big time today with the field conditions. You know he's going to play a big part in this game, and he did.
This game started with that 46-yard run at Pittsburgh. I'm sorry, because I got his mojo going. Alex Smith outplayed Derek Carr in this game. 19 of 22. Alex Smith in these conditions had pinpoint accuracy. How good was he?
He was good, and we've seen it in his career against the Raiders. He was 7-1 in his career coming into this game. They swept him last year. I think he had 9 touchdowns and no interceptions in his career coming to O.co. And just another phenomenal performance. We saw him even hit Jeremy Maclin. That may be one of the best passes he's thrown that I've seen in the last few years up the right sideline. Maclin did a great job catching that ball, but that's the vertical passing game we wanted to see. We saw it was with Chris Conley as well. There were guys making plays, and even the incomplete passes were still pretty accurate, and balls that probably could have been caught.
Yeah, 9 different guys touched the ball. Yeah. Let's go back to the defense and closing this thing out. Dee Ford had only had a half sack in his career on the road. 2 giant sacks, including his first one, which stopped an Oakland drive that could have made it one possession.
Yeah, that's exactly what the Chiefs defense needed today. They knew that Menelik Watson and Vidal Alexander weren't going to be playing for the Raiders. They were going on the third right tackle. Dee Ford was going to need to step up and make some plays today. We saw it coming into this game. Derek Carr had been only sacked 5 times, a league low. And for the Dee Ford to make the plays that he did, the strip sack was one of the key plays in this game. Late was huge.
Now, we're going to talk to Spencer Ware later in the show. We're also going to talk to Dontari Poe, who tastes the sweet nectar of the end zone again. This, they're going to call it a run, but yeah, it was a pass. He caught a pass.
Mitch, you and I have seen them work on that play since all the way back to OTAs and training camp. It was just a matter of time, and as soon as they went in motion, saw him split out, you knew what was coming. I was in the press box. I was excited, but for a guy at 346 pounds to show the hands to be able to make, to catch a tunnel screen at 346 pounds, unbelievable.
And finally, Cairo Santos dealing with adversity, rough into the half. He'd missed an extra point. He missed a field goal. Could have put the Chiefs up 16-7. But then he comes back to hit 2 field goals, including a 44-yarder in the goop that was maybe one of his toughest kicks.
That's another perfect example of how it wasn't like the Chiefs had to play a perfect game to come on the road and pick up a huge win like they did today. There were things that they can improve, and Cairo Santos missing the extra point, missing the field goal, those are things they can definitely improve, but they still overcame those and beat a division rival on the road, a division rival who's 4-1, and beat them by 16 points. This was a statement win for the Chiefs.
Let's now check in with the studio as Pete Sweeney is with former Chief Dan Hughes.